الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this first kitab of people who wrote Islahi questions to Hazrat and the replies which Hazrat had given. The relevant part of this letter is Amraz ki tafseel ye hai ki bad nigahi se bara pareshan. This person wrote the introduction first, and then he says, with regard to looking around at other boys and women, that is a serious disease that I have got. اور کئی مرتبہ ارادہ کرتا ہوں اس کے ترک کرنے کا. And many times I made the intention not to look. Whether this applies to us all, whether it is looking at other women, whether it's on the internet, porn or anything else, any news items, we're looking at women, etc. Whatever it is. لیکن جب بھی نگاہ اٹھاتا ہوں تو کسی نہ کسی امرض پر نگاہ پڑ جاتی ہے. There is a student of deen and he's staying in the madrasa complex, so there are young boys also. So he said, whenever I look up, I see some young boys. Nigaah par jaati hai. Uski islah farmaye. Give me the treatment for this. That how can I save myself looking at this, whatever is haram. And that applies for all of us in all circumstances. حضرت ریپلائز: ترک کرنے کا ارادہ ہوتا تو نظر اٹھانے میں احتیاط کرتے. That had you really had the intention of not looking and stop looking, then you should have been careful in raising your eyes. A person he feels that I've got an intention of not looking, but maybe it's not really an intention, just a desire. So there is a great difference between a person wants to be pure and clean, but one is an intention. Like for example, tashkil is made after bayan, etc. Perhaps everyone in his heart is that I also want to go out. But those who make intention and who now start preparing, say save up money even from now, or everyone has a desire to go to Makkah Sharif or Umrah, to Madinah Sharif, but a person who starts saving, that is a different thing. Or that one instance of one person in Pakistan, he was about 35 years old, his wife passed away. Just to what irada is. So the wife's sister was only 15 years old. And he proposed for her, got married. This man was far from deen, no namaz, no nothing whatsoever. But she was very, very pious also, and she desired very much to go for Hajj. So she started working for rich people in their house, and all the money she got, she used to put it in a tin, a sealed tin. And this carried on until some time when her boss and them, the ladies, the house people, they were going for Hajj. So she said that, where will I have so much money to go for Hajj? What I saved, you people use it, at least my money will be used for Hajj. So she brought the tin, they opened it, and how much money came out. So, and also in the, to go for Hajj, your name comes out, accreditation. That also theirs, hers and her husband's came out. When she informed her husband, he started weeping and crying. He said, a man who didn't make one sajda, and Allah is calling him to his house. So her intention, how pure and what a good intention she must be having, that his whole life also changed, and they went for Hajj also. So that is irada. And one is a wish. Unfortunately, most of us, we only have the wish. For our islah also, and not to look at other women, etc., any wrong thing. If a person has the irada of it, then it's a different thing. That is what Hazrat is writing. Ke irada hota to nazar uthane mein ihtiyat karte. If you have had the intention, then you should have been careful what you are to see. Dil mein irada kare ke nahi dekhna hai. You make this intention in your heart, and we have to add the word firm intention. It's not really firm, it's just that real intention a person has to have in your heart. Jab dil mein ye irada hoga, tab ye mahaba nazar nahi uthegi. Then your eyes won't just go up just carelessly, just every now and then. And today also, our upbringing is such a way, our environment is such a way that we just look around all the time. Today a driver also, who has to keep his eyes on the road, but he also is looking around all the time. Today he's busy with the phone also, which we know is not correct. But that is what we are doing. We try and do 2-3 things at one time also. For example, we are eating, talking on the phone also. All that which is not really the correct thing. Must do one thing at a time and do it properly. So when a person has got this firm intention, then his eyes won't just go up. But our eyes are just floating around all the time. जहाँ अमरद या औरतें हो या इम्कान हो कि यहाँ होंगे वहाँ निगाह न उठाए. Where there are these young boys and where there are women, or where there is a possibility that they are there, and today everywhere there is, then there your eyes should not, you should not lift up your gazes at all. You should just keep your gazes down. And we will think it is an impossible thing. How can we just keep our gazes low? ऐसी जगहों पर नफ्स बेपरवाही से निगाह उठाकर देख लेता है. At such places, like when we go to the malls, shopping places, supermarkets, wherever we go, we know there will be women. So at such places, then a person should keep his gazes low there all the time. Now, one Hazrat also said that the driver, he must see the other vehicles, and he must see pedestrians also. If he just keeps his gazes low and he wants to drive, then we know what will happen. But the other passengers, for them to look around is not necessary. For the driver, how much is necessary? He has to look. And we are walking, we have to see also reasonably, and our eyes, Allah made it such, if you look down, you can see, you automatically see a little bit front. In fact, the test they do when you go for your driver's license, that your eyes, if you are looking in front, how much of vision have you got on this side? You must have reasonable vision, that if another car comes or something, that you have that, though you're looking in front, but that must come into your vision. So that is there. So that is sufficient. More than that, now to look properly, etc., that is what is harmful. And also, this is now the case of where a person is cautious, where he's taking precaution. Otherwise, where a person intentionally looks up, that is totally haram. This is a case of a person who takes precaution. ऐसी जगहों पर नफ्स बेपरवाही से निगाह उठाकर देख लेता है. Nafs is such a thing that at such places it will just make you look around all the time. और बहाना करता है कि पहली निगाह थी. And nafs will tell you, it's just my first look that I'm looking. And the first look is maaf. Just like with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one time there was a nikah, so khajur was, just chwaras, dry khajurs were given out. So the Sahaba weren't picking up. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, why? They said that you told us, you prohibited us. He said that was in the spoils of war. What you get there, then don't just pick up there. This you can pick up. The same way Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, once when he was studying by another ustad before Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, so the ustad's daughter was getting married, and they also threw chwara. So the ustad told him that you don't pick up, it is makruh. So then he said, it's makruh on the battlefield, not here. So much knowledge Allah had given him, that his ustad's mind didn't go, his mind went there. So the gazes also, that where there is a strong possibility that there will be a woman there, then a person should be careful. And this is the case of those who want to make the islah, who got the irada of looking after their eyes. Otherwise, a person who hasn't got that intention, he will be just looking all the time, and he'll look for the opportunity to look. اس زمانے میں پہلے نگاہ وہ ہے جہاں امرد یا عورت کے ہونے کا امکان نہ ہو اور اچانک سامنا ہو جائے. حضرت says, in these times, what is the first gaze that you looked and you, it is marked, it is where you don't expect any woman. Like here, we don't expect any woman. So yeah, if you just say for a woman perhaps came in now, and a person just looked, then there it is marked. Not where there is a, where there are a woman and you know there will be a woman, there from before you have to keep your gaze this low. وہاں بھی اگر نگاہ پڑ جائے تو ایک لمحہ کے لیے بھی نہ ٹھہرائے. اینڈ ویئر دیر واز این اے پاسبلٹی آف وومن بینگ دیئر اینڈ دین یور گیز از فیل دین ٹو ڈونٹ لیٹ یور آئیز سیٹ آن دیئر جسٹ دیٹ ون لٹل یو سو اینڈ دین ٹیک یور آئیز اوے ڈونٹ کیپ آن لکنگ. نیکسٹ ہی رائٹس علاوہ ازی کبھی کبھی شہوت کا اتنا غلبہ ہو جاتا ہے. بسائڈ دس I also have to say that sometimes I'm so much, my lust overpowers me. My lust becomes very, very strong. And that is also a common thing with many of us. It happens کہ گناہ کرنے کو جی چاہتا ہے. That I really feel I must make this guna, whatever type of guna it might be. بڑی مشکل سے اپنے کو گناہ سے روکتا ہوں. I very, very difficult that I get myself to save myself from committing the guna. Like bed biting, for example, is very common, and a person with great difficulty controls himself. The same thing also with lying, with the eyes, or any other guna, with great difficulty then a person controls himself. اس کے بارے میں بھی کوئی علاج تجویز فرمائے. He says, with regard to that also give me some remedy. تاکہ شہوت کا غلبہ کم ہو جاوے. So that the desire of my lust can become less and I can then control it. آپ کی کتاب پڑھنے سے الحمدللہ بہت ہی فائدہ ہوا. اسے ریڈنگ یور کتاب روح کی بیماریاں اور ان کا علاج I benefited tremendously. حضرت writes in reply, شہوت کا غلبہ ہونا برا نہیں. To have this desire and even for it to a strong desire of committing guna, that is not bad. The desire is not bad. Maghloob ho jana bura hai. To be overtaken and commit the guna, this is bad. And this Hazrat has explained many times, many places, that the desire of guna is not a guna. The thought of guna that comes is not a guna. Now to think further about it and to act on it, that is now guna. جو جتنا زیادہ قوی و شہوت ہوتا ہے the person who has got more lust in him, more desire, اس کو گناہ سے روکنے میں مجاہدہ بھی زیادہ ہوتا ہے. For him to control himself, he has to make a lot of mujahada and he has to make a lot of effort to control himself as well. اس مجاہدے کی برکت سے قوی و شہوت قوی و نور بھی زیادہ ہوتا ہے. And because of this mujahada that he makes, that person who has got more lust in him, more desire, he gets more noor also, and more closeness to Allah because his effort is much more greater. The person who hasn't got desire, is no effort for him, so he doesn't get so close to Allah. Person little desire, and you control it, then you get little noor, but a person with lot of desire, and he controlled it, lot of noor that person gets. اس لیے اعتقادوں سے نہ گھبرائے. Therefore, don't get perplexed and worried because of this desire of guna. بس مجاہدہ کر کے ان پر عمل نہ کرے. Make some effort and see that you don't make عمل, that you don't do the guna. مجاہدہ سے غلبہ میں بھی اعتدال آ جائے گا. And by making this effort, mujahada, then this your desire which is so strong, that will also become normal. If you don't have such a strong desire. And also desire a person must have. After otherwise, with his wife also, he won't have children also. If there is no desire, a person makes dua, Allah remove all my desire, that also. And also, there are few other things also which we must consider, for especially those people who have lot of desire, especially young people, that age of theirs, they have a lot of desire. One is, if a person is reading such books, novels, etc., in which all these things are talked about, watching films, etc., then this is going to cultivate it. Same way, what friends, what a person talks, And many as such, that they are all the time talking about women, about girls, about this, then that is also going to arouse the desires. Then our thoughts also, don't just let your thoughts go free. If you start thinking, fantasizing, then also your desires, which is also very important, what food we eat also. And today it's unreversible thing. All the food, even meat, halal, jais, 100%, that should be also a minimum. But today we can't do without it. People in the previous days, vegetables, dars, etc., these things won't cause that. You make their desires to be aroused. And then even worse is if we are eating from takeaways, etc., such things are added there. Listening to music, this is also a thing that arouses the desire. A person listening to women's voices, that will also arouse the desires. So a person must take care in all those things also. Then hopefully he will be able to save himself. Another question he writes, aur is silsile mein jin ladko ki taraf dil ka mailan hota tha unse qata taalluq ikhtiyar kar li hai. He's staying in a boarding in a madrasa, and they are young boys also. So he says, and mashallah, there are such students today also that they try their best not to fall into even looking at other students who are nice looking, handsome, etc. They take their precautions. There are such students also. So Hazrat says, this person says that those students that my heart used to incline, I cut off connection with them. I don't speak to them. I don't have anything. Now what shaitan tells a person, that is also not jais. You must speak to your Muslim brother. So shaitan is how he will mislead a person. So is baare mein farma dijiye ke is wajah se jo qata taalluq ki par waeed aayi hai, kya un waeedon mein to na aaunga. So he says that what has come in the hadith, that if you don't speak to your Muslim brother for 3 days, etc., won't I get the sin of that I'm not speaking to them? Jawab, Hazrat writes, is qata taalluq ki par ajr milega. By breaking this connections with them, you will get reward, if not guna. Because these things are going to lead you to guna and will lead you to other very, very serious things. Kyunki ye Allah ke liye hai, you are doing it for Allah's sake. Aur inse taalluq rakhna haram hai. And to keep connection with them, it is haram. So it's very important to understand all this, otherwise a person applies the wrong masala in the wrong place. And the wrong hadith he uses in the wrong place. Wo wa'id is qisam ki qata taalluqi par nahi hai. Those warnings that if you break relations with your Muslim brothers, etc., it's not for these type of things. Yahan to amarit se dur rehna aur be taalluq rehna wajib hai. Yeah, to stay away from these young boys and to cut off any and all types of connection with them, it is wajib. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, his father, Maulana Yahya Sahib, should not allow him to make salam to any student. And if one student made salam to him twice in a day, Hazrat Shaykh should get hiding. That why, what's he got to do with you? Why is he making you twice salam? He's got so much contact with you. So in that way they brought them up. So in this way, no contact with anyone. And a student's best connection is with his kitabs. The more he's with his kitabs, there is no one better than that. A friend might change also. Today is your friend, tomorrow is your enemy. A kitab won't change. Kitab is the same all the time, it won't change. جس طرح آپ نے اپنی he writes his other condition, جس طرح آپ نے اپنے کتاب میں شیخ کامل سے اصلاحی تعلق قائم کرنے کے بارے میں فرمایا ہے. He says that, Hazrat, how you have written in your kitab, how we should keep contact with the Shaykh Kamil, and how we should keep make our islah. تو اسی بنا پر بہت کی وجہ سے آپ کے پاس دوران تعلیم تو حاضر ہونے سے قاصر ہوں. Because I'm far from you, studying somewhere else, so while I'm studying, to come to you is difficult. I can't manage. اس لیے خط ارسال کر رہا ہوں, اس بے ادبی کی معافی چاہوں گا انشاءاللہ تعالی. He says, that's why I'm writing a letter, and please excuse this بے ادبی of mine that I'm not coming personally. انشاءاللہ تعالی تعطیلات میں آپ کی خدمت میں حاضر ہو کر آپ سے مستفید ہونے کا ارادہ ہے. He says, during the holidays I intend coming to you and benefiting from you. حضرت رائٹس فی الحال چھ ماہ تک باقاعدہ اصلاحی مکاتبت کرے. دیٹ پریزنٹلی فار سکس منتھس کیپ آن رائٹنگ لیٹرز, کیپ آن رائٹنگ یور کنڈیشن ایٹسیٹرا. خط سے اجازت حاصل کیے بغیر ہرگز آنے کا قصد نہ کریں. And by writing and getting a reply in writing, don't think of coming. First get proper permission that you can come. Maybe, this may be long ago when Hazrat wasn't sufficient space, etc. Hazrat might have been still in his old place and there wasn't place for people to stay. So Hazrat said, first get proper permission, then you come. دعا کی گزارش ہے تاکہ اللہ پاک ان غیروں اور فنا ہونے والوں کی محبت دل سے نکال کر اپنے اور اپنے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت سے دل کا پیالہ لبریز ہو جائے. There is a young boy, but see what jazba he's got. He says that, Oh Sheikh, make dua for me that everything besides Allah Ta'ala everything besides Allah, which is fani, which is going to get finished. Besides that, Allah puts in my heart the love of Allah wala and the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this dua we must also make, that besides Allah, Allah must take out the love of everything else from our heart. Only Allah and His Rasul's true love must come in our heart, and we must request this dua also. And we request it from pious people who we feel are pious, our Shaykh, somebody going for Hajj Umrah, somebody going in Jamaat. We should request this duas. People who we feel that their duas are accepted, we should request them for these duas. حضرت رائٹس جملہ مقاصد حسنہ کے لیے دل و جان سے دعا ہے. فار آل گڈ آبجیکٹس آئی میک دعا فرام دا باٹم آف مائی ہارٹ. علم مال سے سات وجوہ سے افضل ہے. نالج آف دین از بیٹر دین ویلتھ آف دنیا فرام سیون پوائنٹس آف ویو. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا ارشاد, دیز آر دا ورڈز آف حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. دا فرسٹ از, علم میراث انبیاء ہے. کیا ہے؟ نالج از دا انہیریٹنس آف دا انبیاء علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. سو ہوایور گیٹس نالج ہاؤ مچ ہی ہیز گاٹ فرام دا انہیریٹنس آف دا انبیاء علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. سو وی کین ویل امیجن واٹ اے گریٹ تھنگ اٹ از. اور مال میراث ہے فرائنا کی. And wealth is an inheritance from the Firauns, wealthy people. But halal, jais, there is no problem in that whatsoever. What a person gets halal and jais inheritance, in fact there is lot of barakat in there also. It means when a person hankers after wealth only and doesn't say jais and najais, halal and haram, he just wants to make the money, then that is from what Firauns thinks. Ilm nahi kam hota hai kharch se. Knowledge doesn't decrease by spending it. In fact, the more stronger it becomes, the more you talk and the more you teach, the more Allah opens on you. It increases all the time. Aur maal uske baraks hai. And wealth is the opposite. Again, when a person spends wealth also with the true intention of reward for Allah's pleasure, Allah increases the wealth also. Allah gives lot of barakat in that wealth also. But otherwise, other wealth, in fact, haram wealth which a person has earned, it just gets destroyed also. It doesn't stay. A wealth in which not only haram, but in which there is no barakat. Though it is halal also, but no barakat, it gets finished very quickly. But that wealth that a person earned halal and he spends it in good causes with good intentions, Allah gives lot of barakat in there also. Maal muhtaj hai pasban ka. Wealth, you need a security, somebody, some security to look after it. Wherever you put it, whether you put it in a safe or wherever, but somebody has to look after it. اور علم محافظ ہوتا ہے صاحب علم کا. And on the other hand, knowledge is such that knowledge protects the person who has got knowledge. Knowledge protects that person. You don't have to protect it, it will protect you. جب آدمی مر جاتا ہے تو اس کا مال زمین کے اوپر رہ جاتا ہے. When a person dies, then his wealth remains in this world, doesn't go with him. اور علم داخل ہوتا ہے قبر میں صاحب علم کے ساتھ. And knowledge enters with a person, and it is regarded as one of the greatest ibadat, knowledge, to acquire knowledge. And especially those who acquire knowledge and the niyat is to guide other people. as far as Masail is concerned, which is most important, encouraging people towards Deen, etc., or teaching of kitabs, etc., making a person a hafiz is a great, great ibadat, and by this a person, he takes it with him. This great ibadat will go with him. Wealth, no matter how much it is, not 1 cent also will remain in, will go with a person. Maal hasil hota hai mu'min aur kafir dono ko, and wealth Muslims also acquire, non-Muslims also acquire wealth. It is a common thing that everyone gets wealth. Lekin ilm-e deen nahi ata kiya jata hai magar mu'min ko. But the knowledge of deen is not given to anyone else but a mu'min. And what we might get a bit confused, there are many non-Muslims, orientalists who have studied deen a lot, but that is not knowledge. That is just some information they have got. Knowledge is that which brings a person onto amal. And amal is that which makes a person conscious of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is amal, which is accepted. If our knowledge doesn't make us practice on deen, then that was not knowledge, it was darkness. And if that practice of ours doesn't make us conscious of the presence of Allah, then that wasn't, that practice also wasn't correct. It is deficient also. Sari dunya ke insaan deeni umur mein ahle ilm ke muhtaj hote hain. The whole world are in need of, in matters of deen, so they are in need of the ulama. Any masala, they will have to go to the ulama, they are in need of them. Aur ahle ilm sahibe maal ke muhtaj nahi hote. And the people who have got knowledge, they are not in need of the people who have got money. Yeah, again, this is that genuine alim who knows that he has got the greatest treasure. He won't go and ask anyone for anything. He won't beg, he won't go and ask anyone. If a person has got this knowledge, and we see our great, great ulama, we are far, far from that, we are very far. But they did not, how they stayed away from the wealthy people and did not even associate with them. Never did they take anything from them. But the person who has got that ilm like this, and he has got this great treasure, he won't even associate with such people. Ilm aadmi ko quwwat deta hai sirat-e-mustaqim par chalne ke liye. Ilm is that that will give a person that strength that he can walk on sirat-e-mustaqim. Easily he will walk on the straight path. And consequently he will walk easily on pul sirat also. Hazrat Mufti Zain al-Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that what we are doing in this world, we are walking on pul sirat. How much we are walking crooked here, there we will walk crooked, and may Allah save us if a person falls from there. How much we walk straight here, and he said it is a very delicate issue. It is not easy. Like for example, your mother and your wife are there. Now to walk the straight path with your regard to your mother also and your wife also is not easy. And many other matters also. For example, you have got your own taqazas. And then the way you are a worker, you are working, there are those taqazas also, your own taqazas also. To walk the straight path, this is not easy, only whom Allah makes really fuzzle on. May Allah show us His kindness and guide us. A person many times thinks also on such occasions, what should I be doing here? But then it's only if Allah guides a person. And that is that special fazl of Allah Ta'ala, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, kaam badda hai fazl se akhtar, fazl ka asra lagai hue hai. Our work will be done by the fazl, the kindness, mercy of Allah Ta'ala. All the time we are hoping from Allah that He must show us His fazl. Aur maal uske barakas hai. And wealth is the opposite. Again, wealth where a person makes his object of life wealth. And he makes his object and he doesn't look at halal, haram, etc. Otherwise, a wealthy businessman has been praised very greatly also. He will be with the shuhada, anbiya, shuhada, siddiqeen. He will be in those places. So ilm, in any case, when it is acquired, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote, that Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali said, that if a person acquires deen knowledge for Allah's pleasure, there is nothing more greater than that. And a person who acquires deeni knowledge for dunya's sake, there is no worse punishment than death. So if our niyat Allah is to protect us and save us, forgive us for our whatever wrongs we do, what dua also we should try and always make, that Ya Allah, whatever amal you had, tawfiq you had given me, and make for the whole ummah also, for all the Muslims, then our duas will get more accepted also, that you gave me that tawfiq, no matter what, how bad my niyat was, how bad I executed that amal, but you in your unlimited kindness and mercy, please accept it from me. Our whole life's amal, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He must accept it, and there is nobody who is over Allah. There is no law there, under which Allah is, that He is subject to that law. Allah is absolute. And all we have to do is beg of Allah Ta'ala. And that is all we can do. Otherwise, in all these things, we will find we fail totally. We very, very difficult for a person on his own to succeed in here. So we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala for His special favors.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Wala, Arif Billah Rumi Waq, Tabriz Dora, Sheikh Al-Arab Al-Ajam, Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtasab Nawar Allah Mankatab Al-Kalam. Ishq Jab Be Zuban Hota Hai. Ishq Jab Be Zuban Hota Hai. رش کے صدحہ بیان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے رش کے صدحہ بیان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے رش کے صدحہ بیان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے سرب وقت سجود عارف کا سرب وقت سجود عارف کا فوق ہفت آسمان ہوتا ہے فوق ہفت آسمان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے رشک کے صدحہ بیان ہوتا ہے درد دل کا زبان بسمل سے درد دل کا زبان بسمل سے آہ کیسا بیان ہوتا ہے آہ کیسا بیان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم کون فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم جب کوئی بدگمان ہوتا ہے جب کوئی بدگمان ہوتا ہے جو محافظ نہیں نظر کا جو محافظ نہیں نظر کا زیر تیروں کمان ہوتا ہے زیر تیروں کمان ہوتا ہے کیسے پائے گا قرب کی منزل کیسے پائے گا قرب کی منزل کیسے پائے گا قرب کی منزل جب کوئی وقف نان ہوتا ہے جب کوئی وقف نان ہوتا ہے دیکھ لو فیض دیکھ لو شان فیض پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیکھ لو شان فیض پیغمبر شتر با حکمران ہوتا ہے شتر با حکمران ہوتا ہے منزل قرب سے جو گزرے گا منزل قرب سے جو گزرے گا منزل قرب سے جو گزرے گا منزلوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے منزلوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے منزلوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے سارا عالم کرے گا کیا اختر سارا عالم کرے گا کیا اختر سارا عالم کرے گا کیا اختر جس پہ حق مہربان ہوتا ہے جس پہ حق مہربان ہوتا ہے, جس پہ حق مہربان ہوتا ہے, فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم جب کوئی بدگمان ہوتا ہے. عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے, رشک صدہ بیان ہوتا ہے, رشک صدہ بیان ہوتا ہے.
ماشاءاللہ. عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے, when love is without a tongue, in other words, the love is filled in the heart and you are not speaking anything, but the love is filled in the heart. Ishq jab be zuban hota hai, rashk ke sadha bayan hota hai, then it is the envy of hundreds of bayans. When a person has got truly that love of Allah in his heart, and that just that is sufficient, and it will have an effect on people such that hundreds of bayans won't match with that. So that is what we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. When we read Quran Sharif, one niyat also that, Ya Allah, give us your love, the love of your kalam, the love of Quran Sharif. Whatever zikr we make, namazes, that through that Allah bless us with His love. Hazrat Maulana Ilahabadi, many times in his bayan, he should just keep quiet, no speaking. And then he should say, those who do not benefit from my quiet majlis will not benefit from my talking majlis either. So these people who had reached there, and their fuyus, it just goes to everyone. May Allah also give us all a fair share. Sarba waqte sujood arif ka. And the person who has recognized Allah at the time when he is making sajda and his head is down on the ground in sajda, فوق ہفت آسمان ہوتا ہے, he is higher than the seventh sky, he is in the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. That person, when he says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and he understands, he knows the meaning, and as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to tell us, that ponder over the meaning and think that, yeah, Allah Ta'ala, Subhana, and in ruku also, Rabbi, my Rabb. That, yeah, you, it's your Rabb, you're my Rabb. And Allah, who is the highest, who is above everyone and everything, Allah is the highest. So Allah Ta'ala is so great. And if we make our sajdas like that, then, but unfortunately, where our thoughts are, how we make our sajdas, and we are asked to repeat it 3 times at least, 5 times, 7 nafil namazes, we should do it even more. But if we make our ibadat like that. Dard dil ka zuban bismil se, and when a person with that pain of the love of Allah, when he is filled with the love of Allah, and that fowl that has been slaughtered, and how it is restless like that, if a person can come to that condition in the love of Allah, restless like that, like Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to, middle of the night, how restless he was. When his wife should ask him, what's wrong, why are you walking up and being restless? He said, if I tell you, then there will be 2 of us walking. The whole fikr of the ummat, etc. Today we haven't got fikr of ourselves, forget the ummat, that we got no worry. Otherwise, how a person will be crying to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. On one, the first time, most probably it was when Hazratji Rahmatullah Ali and the whole Qafla of Akabirin came to South Africa, how Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali was so engrossed in the work that he didn't sleep for 72 hours. All the time, day and night, fikr, dua, all the time. And then Hazratji had to tell them to take him and force him to sleep. So that fikr, a person have that fikr. But today our fikr is our comfort, our ease, all those things. Allah bless us with these things, and we keep on talking, we keep on desiring, and sincerely, even just the desire, irada, is something very great. But just the desire also is great in the eyes of Allah. Allah will even reward on that. Like a person who desires haram, so bad. A person who at least desires good. A person who sees haram and gets happy, and a person who sees pious people and gets happy. At least that also is a great, great ibadat by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah appreciates very, very greatly. So that person who is like that, restless in the love of Allah, ah, kaisa bayan hota hai. His bayan may be very simple words, very down to earth words, but what effect it has on the hearts of the people. There is a murshid se ho gaya mahroom. That person doesn't benefit from a sheikh jab koi badguman hota hai. When he has bad thoughts, then he doesn't benefit from the sheikh. May Allah save us from that also, from all our mashayikh, from all our ulama, not to have any bad thoughts about them. Otherwise, a person doesn't get the spiritual benefit. Jo muhafiz nahi nazar ka, ah, that person who does not look after his gazes, then has, oh, what a pity on that person, who doesn't look after his gazes. Zere teer or kaman hota hai. This person is always targeted by Allah. This woman also target him, and he, by, which comes in Mishkat Sharif, that la'an Allahu nawir wal manzur ilay, that he is under the curses of Allah Ta'ala all the time. That he is being made a target of the curses who can't look after his eyes. May Allah save us, protect us, that we make a lot of tawbah istighfar all the time. Today in the environment that we are in, we have to make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. Kaise paayega qurb ki manzil? How is that person going to find the closeness of Allah Ta'ala? Jab koi waqfe naan hota hai. When somebody has made himself waqf for food, all the time he just wants good food, all the time, comfort all the time. How is that person going to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala? But our shaykh and mashayikh say, in this zamana, even if you have that, but make this little mujahada of staying away from gunas. And also, our eating we must control. The more we eat, the more our desires develop also. And more, if we're eating the wrong things, the more haram desires will come in, undesirable desires will come into us. So we have to watch what we are eating also. Dekh lo shaan faiz e paighambar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See what was the faiz of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Shutarba hukamra hota hai. The person who was grazing animals, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when 2.25 million square miles was lying under his feet. He says, at one time my father told me, Umar, what will happen to you? You can't even look after the camels. And today Allah is making me those who came in the fairs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where Allah? And the fairs is today also. Hey, if we bring the true sunnah and love into our hearts, and we follow it like that, and we make effort to gain this love of Allah, Allah will give it to the same Allah. And the same rules apply. We just have to make them fit onto us. But we make always ifs and buts, and we can't do this, we can't do that. The person who has that determination, that irada, then may Allah bless us with that. And then this person, Allah helps him. Manzil qurb se guzrega, manzilo ka nishan hota hai. And as a person will pass all the stages reaching to Allah Ta'ala, he will be a sign of all those stations. That all these qualities, as they are, as he's passing them, they will come in. Tawadu, when a person gets humility, that humility will come into him. A person gets now generosity, so you'll see now he's becoming. Now he's not looking what I've got. His eyes are on by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these qualities and the yaqeen and the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Sara alam karega kya akhtar. What can the whole world do? Hazrat says, jis pe haq meherban hota hai. On whom Allah is kind to, and Allah pulls that person to him, nobody can do anything. He will just go flying all the time. May Allah, out of his fadal and out of the barakat of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his sadqa and all the great and pious people, Allah make his fadal meherbani on us also, inshallah. Ma'arif-e Masnavi, yeah, also these subject matters are discussed of these great people, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, who were what sacrifices a king made, and then what Allah rewarded him and where he had reached. Allah walo se poochho ki unke dilo ko kya lazzat naseeb hai. ask those who are genuinely the true lovers of Allah, ask them in their hearts what enjoyment they get. Ek buzurg farmate hai, one great buzurg says with regard to this, "Ey logo, oh people, mere zard chehre ko dekh kar ye khyal mat karna ki main takleef aur nuksan mein hoon. Seeing my face, which is yellow, turned yellow, that there isn't much blood in it. In other words, my weakness, outer weakness, etc. And you don't see the face is like beaming and shining. Seeing that, don't think that I'm in some difficulty and in some problem. Jisam kamzor sahi, lekin pair aahni rakhta hoon. My body is weak, but my legs are made of iron. And not of iron and steel, but of iman, really my legs are made. Ke dunya ki koi taqat bafazl khuda mere qadmon ko raah istiqamat se nahi hata sakti. That no power in the world by the fazl of Allah can make my legs go off the path of Allah Ta'ala. And what yaqeen he has got. So that is what we have to try and develop. Otherwise today we small thing, cop stops us, then there we just start again. Bribe or just a lie or something, any small little thing, then we get involved in guna. But when a person is like this, no matter what comes in front, no lying, no backbiting, no pride, bribe, nothing. This is where a person, at least we make the niyat, that is where we want to reach. And we envy those people who have reached there.
تمکو کیا معلوم کہ میرے باطن کو احکم الحاکمین کی ذات پاک کی معیت خاصہ حاصل ہے.
He says, you look at my outside and you think I'm a nothing. But what do you know? What Allah Ta'ala احکم الحاکمین has given me inside my heart and the closeness of Allah. A person who finds the closeness of Allah in reality and the great qudrat, the treasures of Allah, the power of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, everything. Then Allah guides that person.
اے لوگو خبردار ہو جاؤ.
Oh people, listen carefully and understand. خوب غور سے سن لو. Listen very attentively. کہ یہ گودری پوش ہمارے بہت ہی خاص بندے ہیں. That these people who are in simple clothing, nothing fancy, nothing, just one little blanket they threw over themselves, they are very, very special in our eyes. ہمارے نزدیک ان کا ایک خستہ و شکستہ جسم لاکھوں اجسام انسانیہ سے برتر اور فائق تر ہے.
According to us, Allah Ta'ala says that one body which is like this, so weak and that seems to be nothing, is better than hundreds of thousands of those bodies which are very strong, etc.
In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the munafiqeen, when you see their bodies, oh mighty, strong, healthy, like today bodybuilders, etc., how they make their bodies, etc. On the other hand, the Sahaba, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, one time went up a tree to take miswak. The other Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was also with his pindly calves were so thin that just naturally the other Sahaba also laughed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't look at those thin calves of his, what he's got inside him. At the age of 94, making jihad, he became shaheed on the battlefield. These were what people they were, what strength they had. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how when he conquered Khaybar, and that door which your 40 men could only carry, alone he takes it and as a shield he holds it. And with the other hand, he's fighting. Allahu Akbar. This is that inside power and what we have to develop. That iman, that love of Allah, that connection with Allah Ta'ala. At least we are hearing it's falling on our ears. And at least we know, at least it will help us not to think we are great buzurgs or we are pious. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that person who makes bayan and because of his bayan he thinks he's a buzurg, he is no buzurg whatsoever. That all we base our buzurgi, that all the people praise, oh very good bayan. So I'm a buzurg, I'm a pious person. That is no buzurg. And many of us, our namaz, our outward little bit, and we think that we are now somebody.
اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ انہوں نے اپنی مٹی کو تعلق مع اللہ کی برکت سے قیمتی بنا لیا. اینڈ دا ریزن فار دیٹ از دس باڈی آف آورز وچ از میڈ آف سینڈ بٹ دے ہیو میڈ اٹ ویلیوبل. اس لیے ان کے ایک جسم کی مٹی اللہ تعالی کے نزدیک لاکھوں غافل و نافرمان انسانوں کے اجسام سے زیادہ محبوب و پسندیدہ ہو گئی. Therefore this body which is made of sand but they made it valuable by connection with Allah and obeying Allah's commandments, that body is more valuable than hundreds of thousands of those people who are unmindful of Allah, who break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves this body much more. And what a beautiful example Hazrat gives. Varna khali jism ke Allah Ta'ala ke nazdeek koi qeemat nahi. Otherwise just a empty body, it has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. قیمت نہیں. جسم کیا ہے؟ واٹ از اے باڈی؟ یہ ایک شیشی ہے. یہی شیشی دو آنے کی ہے. دیر از اے بوٹل اینڈ دین دا بوٹل از ٹو سینس اسمال لٹل ایمٹی بوٹل. دو شیشی آنے کی ہے. اگر اس میں عطر نہ ہو اور اف دیر از نو عطر ان اٹ جسٹ اے ایمٹی بوٹل ٹو روپیز جسٹ اے لٹل ویلو. اور یہی شیشی ایک لاکھ روپیے کی ہے اینڈ دا سیم بوٹل ناؤ از ورتھ 100,000. When اگر اس میں اس قیمت کا عطر ڈال دیا جائے, that very special عطر is filled in that bottle now, then that same bottle now is not 2 rupees, it's worth hundreds of thousands. What is inside is the value, not the outside. Today how sad, many people buy and give gifts also empty bottles also. And that is also now today valuable. But the empty bottle, what is it? So an empty body, what is it? That body which has got how much of Allah's love, connection with Allah, that is the value of it. جس قیمت کا عطر ہوگا شیشی بھی اسی قیمت میں بک جائے گی. واٹ از دا ویلو آف دا عطر اور وٹ ایور یو آر پٹنگ ان دا دیٹ ول بی دا ویلو آف دا بوٹل ناؤ. بس اس جسم کی قیمت جب ہی بڑھتی ہے جب اس میں تعلق مع اللہ کا عطر آ جاتا ہے. سو دس بوٹل آف آورز ویلو آف اٹ انکریزز وین دا لو آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی کنیکشن وتھ اللہ تعالی کمز ان. جتنا قیمتی یہ عطر ہوتا ہے اتنی ہی یہ شیشی بھی قیمتی ہو جاتی ہے. ہاؤ مچ مور آف دا لو اینڈ کنیکشن وتھ اللہ وی گیٹ, سو مچ مور وی ول بی ویلوبل ان دا آئیز آف اللہ تعالی. یہی وجہ ہے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا جسد اطہر جس جگہ مدفون ہے زمین کا وہ ٹکڑا عرش و کرسی سے افضل ہے. اٹ از فار دس ریزن دے وے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از بری بیکاز واٹ کنیکشن آف اللہ, واٹ لو آف اللہ واز ان دا باڈی آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دیٹ پلیس از مور ویلوبل دین دا عرش آف اللہ تعالی, مور ویلوبل دین دا تھرون دا کرسی آف اللہ تعالی آلسو. بس کافر کا جسم بھی ایک مٹی ہے اور مومن کا جسم بھی ایک مٹی ہے. نان بلیور اینڈ بلیور دے باڈیز آر بوتھ جسٹ باڈیز, دیٹس آل. عناصر اربع دونوں میں ایک ہی ہے. دا فور بیسک ایلیمنٹس آر دا سیم ان بوتھ آف دیم. لیکن ایک خالی مٹی ہے اور ایک میں خزانہ تعلق مع اللہ مدفون ہے. ون از اے ایمٹی باٹل باڈی اینڈ ون از دیٹ ان وچ دا ٹریجرز آف دا لو اینڈ کنیکشن آف اللہ تعالی از فلڈ اپ. ایک خالی شیشی ہے اور ایک میں عطر محبت الہیہ پوشیدہ ہے. ون از اے ایمٹی باڈی اینڈ ون از دیٹ باڈی ان وچ دا لو آف اللہ تعالی ہیز بین فلڈ ان. بس مومن کے جسم و جان کی قیمت تو یہ ہے کہ حق تعالی نے اس کو اپنے قرب اور رضا کی بدلہ میں خرید لیا ہے. دا باڈی آف اے مومن از دیٹ اللہ تعالی ہیز باٹ اٹ. دا باڈی آف اے مومن ہیز گاٹ ایمان and according to the level of iman Allah has paid the price also. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah, that Allah will give jannah in return. And which level we are, according to that level in jannah. So Allah has that iman which is there, just the kalima la ilaha illallah is so valuable, and how much more a person works on it and gets that reality of it, Allah's marifat, closeness of Allah, so much more that body becomes valuable. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with these valuable qualities inshallah, and to make effort in that direction, and at the same time to make the effort that it gets distributed to all the other people, not just that we sit with it, we get it and we pass it on to others also. May Allah bless us all with it.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرد، ونقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.